الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to this session of a conference being held here in the ICT of Croydon, London, as per the schedule, we are going to have now the talk about the manners and the manners of Talib al-Ilm. As long as we are coming to the masjid and seek the knowledge, let's learn some of the etiquette of how to seek the knowledge. أولاً العلم. First of all, العلم السلف. العلم وظيفة عزيزة. It's a very noble position to seek knowledge, because you are considering yourself one of the inheritors of the messengers and prophets. وعلى هذا ينبغي أن تتعلم أخلاق الأنبياء والرسل. And that's why you have to learn the manners and characters of the prophets and messengers. وقد اختار الإخوة هذا الكتاب، كتاب الشيخ بكر وزيد رحمه الله، حلية طالب العلم، ليكون هو ما نتدارسه. The brothers have selected this book, The Manners of طالب العلم of الشيخ بكر وزيد, to be the material for us to discuss when we talk about such kind and such important topic and issue. العلم كما قلنا في مرات سابقة, as we said in some other occasions, that العلم is عبادة عظيمة. عبادة عظيمة. It's a great worship. It's a great worship. وهذه العبادة تحتاج, كسائر العبادات تحتاج إلى الإخلاص. Unlike any other worship, this worship which is seeking knowledge requires the sincerity. Requires sincerity. قد أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أناس يطلبون العلم غير الله. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have already told us that there will be people who seek knowledge but not for the sake of Allah. Not for the sake of Allah. يعني ربما رياء show off, أو ليكسبوا بها مكانة في المجتمع, أو maybe they want to have some kind of position amongst the community. نعم, فهذا ما ينفعه طلبه للعلم. This such a person, his seeking knowledge is not going to benefit him. قد جاء في الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أول من تسعر بهم النار ثلاثة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that in the hadith, the first one is going to be thrown in the fire, the first creation going to be the fire is going to be they are going to be thrown to the fire first, One of them is a person who seeks knowledge. واحد من هؤلاء هو من هو رجل طالب العلم، رجل أو امرأة طالب العلم، لكن طلب العلم ليس لله وإنما ليقال عالم. When he seek the knowledge, he did not seek it for the sake of Allah, but only to be praised as a alim. To be praised as a alim. فمثل هذا, a person like that, لن ينتفع بهذا العلم. لن ينتفع بهذا العلم. Is not going to be benefited out of this knowledge. جاء في صحيح مسلم عن سليمان بن يسار رضي الله تعالى عنه, وكذلك جاء في غيره عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أول من تسعر بهم الأرض تسعر بهم النار ثلاثة. أول من تسعر بهم النار يوم القيامة ثلاثة. تسعر بمعنى يزال في حرارتها وتصبح سعيرا. تسعر means that it become يعني warmed up and heated up with, يعني as a fuel. نعم. ثلاثة هم ثلاثة أناس, ثلاثة أشخاص. أول من يلقون في النار قبل فرعون وهامان وقبل أي أحد من الكفار, ثلاثة أشخاص. First thing going to be thrown into the fire before even فرعون, هامان, أبو لهب, أبو جهل. These are three types of people. Who they are? من هم هؤلاء؟ رجل عليكم السلام قاتل في سبيل الله فيما يبدو للناس. First one is somebody who participated in jihad, as people can see. نعم. And the other is, والثاني هو رجل تصدق بصدقة على فقراء مسلمين. And the second is somebody who donated a sadaqah to the poor Muslims. نعم. والثالث رجل تعلم العلم أو قرأ القرآن. والآن أنا أسألكم يا أخوان, هل هذه الأعمال حسنة أو سيئة؟ I ask you, dear brothers, this type of deeds, good or bad? Bad or good? Yani participating in the jihad, giving sadaqah, seeking knowledge. Bad or good? Good. How come good deeds lead to the to Jahannam? They're not doing it for the sake of Allah. Their intention was not sincere for Allah. نعم. ينبغي علينا أن نجاهد أنفسنا, and we have to struggle to straight up ourselves upon the way of Allah, upon the sincerity, upon the oneness of Allah. Even when we, والعلم طلب لماذا, what for we seek knowledge, what for we seek knowledge, يا أخوان. First of all, to understand our purpose, to understand how to obtain it, how to fulfill it, to raise up the ignorance from our own selves, نعم. And then later on we يعني work out to also spread it to the others. نعم. لكن أول ما يكون هو لرفع الجهل على أنفسنا. The first thing we need to do is to correct ourselves, straight up ourselves on the right path. نعم. إذن هذا مهم جدا أن يعلمه طالب العلم, وكل مسلم ينبغي أن يكون طالبا للعلم بما يقيم دينه. And this must be remembered by طالب العلم. And as I said, every Muslim is a طالب العلم for what can make him worship Allah correctly. نعم. Every Muslim. There is no Muslim exempted from seeking knowledge. No Muslim at all. Not even a single one. But each one as per the obligations he has. And if he is someone who is rich, he has to seek knowledge of how to give out zakah. He has to seek it. He cannot say, خلاص, I'll, يعني, there's somebody who knows it, خلاص, says. No, no, no. You have to. Also, you have to know, if you are a businessman, you have to know, you have to seek the knowledge of what can show you what is permissible, what is not permissible in the business. Now, if you are someone who is a farmer, you need to also seek knowledge of how يعني, to give out the zakah, and also what you plant, what you should not plant, like that. You have to seek knowledge. Now, الأمر الثاني, the second thing, هو أن الإنسان كما يقول الشيخ بكر رحمه الله, الشيخ بكر said, مع الله ينصره وذل, the second thing that you got to know is أن تكون جادا, أن تكون على جادة السلف الصالح, تكون على طريق السلف وأنت تطلب العلم. So you have to be you have to set up yourself up on the Salaf way, the path with the sources, when you seek the knowledge. You cannot just seek the knowledge anyhow, but must be on the Salaf way. يعني for example, للمثل يعني, بعض الناس يظن أنه يمكن يأخذ العلم عن طريق الأناشيد والتمثيليات والمسرحيات. Some people think that they can get the ilm through songs, or they call it Islamic songs, anashid, or for example the tragedy shows or whatsoever. Theater. عليكم السلام. وهذا غلط, لأن هذا ليس من السلف. هذا لم يجعلك يوما من الأيام طالب العلم. This is wrong because it's not from the way of the Salaf, and this will not make you any day as a طالب العلم. نعم. It would not make you a طالب العلم. نعم. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى, شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية says, أهل السنة نقاوة أو تقاوة المسلمين, وهم خير للناس, وهم خير الناس للناس. He says that the Ahl al-Sunnah are the selective amongst the Muslims, the selective of the Muslims, the nectar. And they are the best people to the people. Best people to the people. And they always have mercy with the people, always be patient with the people, always give guidance to the people. That is how Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Naam? حتى تطلب العلم من الآداب, يجب أن تنمي عندك, يجب أن تنمي عندك جانب الخوف من الله. Whenever you want to seek knowledge, you have always to maintain the factor of fearing Allah in your heart. You have to. كيف هذا؟ كلما كنت خاليا حرصت أنك تذكر الله. Whenever you are alone, always remember Allah. نعم. كما قال الله عز وجل في الحديث القدسي في الصحيح عز الله تعالى سأل عندي أتنتك حديث القدسي: وإن ذكرني في نفسي ذكرته في نفسي. إذا ذكرني في نفسي ذكرته في نفسي. When my slave remember me, يعني at the absence of people alone, I will remember him by my own self. Allah away from the angels. وَإِذَكَ لَا ذَكَرْتُ فِي مَلْءٍ خَيْرٌ. And whenever he remembers me and does the remembrance of me, remembrance of me before people, I will mention his name and bring his name before a better quality of creation, which are the angels. نعم. وأحسن طريق تذكر الله به في ملأ هو أن تطلب العلم، لأنك تكون بينهم وأنت يذكرك الله عز وجل. And the best way to do the remembrance of Allah while you are amongst the people is when you seek the knowledge. And Allah Ta'ala will take the angels as witnesses that they forgive you. He'll mention you by name. نعم. وأيضا كما يقول أبو العتاهية, as the poetry of Abu al-Atahiyya says, إذا ما خلوت الدهر يوما بريبة فلا تقل خلوت ولكن قل علي رقيب. ولا تحسبن الله يغفل ما مضى ولا أن ما يخفى عليه ولا أن ما يخفى عليه يغيب. الله أبو العتاهي is saying that إذا ما خلوت الدهر يوما بريبة, if you are, I can say, if you are alone with a sin that you can't commit away from the sighting of the people, do not say that it's a chance now I'm alone. But remember that Allah is with you. Allah sees you. He knows what you do and hears you. Huh? Always remind yourself saying that, oh no, I'm not alone. There is a watcher watching me. There is a watcher watching me. ولكن قل علي رقيب. ولا تحسب أن الله يغفل ما مضى. And don't ever think that Allah will forgive, will forget what you have committed in the past. No, it's registered, it's recorded. ولا أن ما يخفى يعني على الناس. And don't think that what you ever can hide from the people can be hidden from Allah. لا, it cannot be hidden from Allah. Cannot be hidden from Allah. إذن علينا أن نذكر عنه. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث يخبرنا عن أقوام عملوا بعكس ذلك. عن أبو صلى الله عليه وسلم اشتري الأصل الحديث that about people who done opposite to that. ماذا قال عن أناس؟ قال إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. Whenever they are alone with the boundaries of Allah, where He سبحانه وتعالى said, do not exceed them, they exceed them. They exceed them. Why? Because they are alone. Nobody of mankind can see them. وهذا من أكبر خطأ الذي يرتكبه طالب العلم. And this is one of the major mistakes that طالب العلم ever can commit. لأن طالب العلم يفترض أنه يعرف الله أكثر من غيره. Because the student of knowledge or the person of knowledge is supposed to know Allah more than any others. كما قال الله عز وجل: إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. Verily, whoever who fears Allah the most amongst mankind, amongst the slaves, are the people of knowledge. ومن كان كما يقولون من كان بالله أعرف كان له أخوف. whoever is يعني نقب الله يعني whoever has the knowledge then he has a fear from Allah. لأنك بالعلم تعرف قدرة الله وقوة الله وشدة انتقام الله. Because with the knowledge, with the علم, you know the power of Allah, the ability of Allah, the يعني the severe punishment of Allah. So you fear him and stay away from that. أيضا من 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 ما ينبغي لطالب العلم أن يتحلى به هو التواضع وعدم الكبر. And from what طالب العلم needs to purify himself with is to be humble and not to be proud, arrogant. Now that's bad. نعم. وكذلك يعني الحلم tolerance, you got to be able to tolerance. ما طالب العلم يغضب كل ما أحد قال له أو فعل له شيء, هذا ليس دين. When students of knowledge is found always يعني angry whenever anybody says or does anything, and this is not good. والأمثلة على هذا من حياة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كثيرة. And the examples of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of يعني tolerance is so huge. يعني خذ مثلا for example, جاء يهودي man came passed by رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was with عائشة, فقال السلام عليك يا محمد. السلام باللغة العبرية يعني الموت. سلام in Hebrew means dead. He is supplicating that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم dies. قال عليه السلام عليك مثل ما قلت. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, for you as what you said. Aisha was very angry. She was very upset and she said to the man, عليك السلام واللعنة. He said, السلام is upon you and the curse of Allah is upon you. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نظر إليها قال يا عائشة ما كان الرفق في شيء إلا زانه وما نزع من شيء إلا شانه. He looked at Aisha and he said, Aisha, gentleness was never found with something except that it beautifies it. And whenever it is removed from anything, it makes it ugly. Leaves it ugly. قالت Aisha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, أما سمعت ما قال? Didn't you hear what he said? قال ما سمعت ما قلنا له? Didn't you hear what I said to him? انظر إلى أي حد. إذا لابد أن يكون عند الإنسان حلم tolerance وصبر patience. لازم. تكلمنا بالأمس عن الصبر وبينا الأمثلة كيف نوح صبر 950 سنة, كيف إبراهيم صبر على قوم يلقوه في النار, كيف موسى صبر حين قالوا آذر, كيف عيسى صبر لما أرادوا صلبه, كيف محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صبر صبرا عظيما. We mentioned yesterday examples of these qualities of prophets. Noah عليه السلام 950 years was patient with his people. Ibrahim عليه السلام was patient with them to limit them to throw him in the fire. The like of Musa عليه السلام, when they said that he is other, meaning that he does not have like what men have, and they. And Isa alayhi salam was patient with his people when they wanted to crucify him and Allah Ta'ala raised him up to the heavens. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam gave us the best examples of patience. When his family, when his uncle, when his people oppressed him and named them very ugly names, well, they all know that he is free of that. نعم. But he was patient.
In person of Uncle Hamza and break Islam.
Yeah, he was Muslim.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean his uncle Abu Lahab, Abd al-Uzza. Who Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. Because this uncle was very bad uncle to his nephew Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. He used to walk right behind him everywhere he goes, and he warns the people, I'm his uncle, he's mad, don't listen to him. This is something very bad, you know. ويعني يكون الإنسان على جانب كبير من الأخلاق الحسنة. And a person has to be upon يعني good manners and characters of Islam. نعم. وأيضا ينبغي لطالب العلم أن طالب العلم must also يعني يكون على شيء من القناعة من الدنيا, من القناعة, ويبتعد عن يعني الشبه في المال وفي العرض. And the person who wants to seek the knowledge must be upon يعني must find himself and must find what Allah Ta'ala gave him sufficient for him. Now, not to extend his hands to something haram, lawful, unpermissible, and like that. Now, he must. نعم. و وأيضا يكون عنده شيء من المروءة, يكون عنده شيء من المروءة. He must also be upon some type of decency, يعني ما يفعل ما يفعله الناس ويلبس ما يلبسه الناس. أنت طالب علم, أنت طالب علم. يعني he does not go does يعني and do like what everyone in the streets do, or he wears like everyone else wear. Yeah, this is not good for طالب العلم. You are the best of them and the guide of them. نعم. عندما يأتي طالب العلم كلما ألقى الدرس وخرج من المسجد خلع ثوبه ولبسه البنطال ووضع السماعات ومشى مثلهم في الشارع, هذا ليس جيد, هذا ليس جيد. وان طالب العلم يعني after he gets the class he removes this and go in the street with headphones and walk in the street like them, I mean that's not good, that is not good. You have to be distinguished as طالب العلم, have to be recognized as طالب العلم. Yeah? By the way you're looking, by the way you're talking, by the way you deal with the people. Yeah? وأيضا يعني من المروءة and also from the decency to تقابل الناس بوجه منبسط. You always meet the people with a happy face. حتى لو كان عندك مشكلة أو ألم أو كذا, even when you have يعني a problem, family problem, whatsoever problem or a pain, you have to hide it. نعم. You don't show it to the people, you just smile and give them good face, give them hope. نعم. وأيضا تقابلهم بالسلام, قابلهم, ما تنتظرهم يسلمون عليك. You don't wait until they give you salam, you approach them with salam, السلام عليكم. نعم. فيعرفك الناس يعني حسن الخلق, and so people recognize you with the good manners and characters. وأيضا يعني ينبغي لطالب العلم أن يتحلى بالشجاعة, يعني you have to be يعني brave. You don't be كما فعل موسى عليه السلام. ما فعل موسى عليه السلام يعني you don't be cowards. You see your sister being humiliated and you stay away and you say that oh, I don't want to get into troubles. لا عليكم السلام. Then you're a coward. It's not that you don't want to be in trouble or and sometimes he says I don't want to get the enemy into the problems. Let someone else do it. Let the enemy protect it. La, akhi. The enemy is only given to you for this reason and purposes. To protect the honor of people. Not to leave them alone. Look to Musa alayhi salam. When he found one of Bani Israel, one of the Egyptians fighting. And he came and helped you. Now, يعني like that, you don't just stay away and say, لا, this, يعني you have to be brave. وعندما نقول يكون شجاع, لا يعني هذا أنه يظلم ويعتدي على الناس ويكون جريء على الباطل. We don't mean that you be bold and كافر في الشارع. ما تقول أنا ما لي وله. الكافر ضعيف وأخي أقوى منه على غرض. يعني even when you see your brother Muslim brother oppressing a kafir who is weak, you just say okay as long as he is taking care of it. لا, you come and hold the hand of your brother, say أخي it is haram to oppress even if he is kafir. Don't say oh this brother is very bold, if I go to him and he is going to start accusing me. لا أخي, this is سبيل الله. You have to stop the dhul. Even if it is from your brother, even if your own blood brother, you have to stop the dhul. Even if it is against the kafir, you have to stop the dhul. And also, يعني, you don't يعني, always look for يعني, some brothers, some يعني, طلاب العلم. They want to have يعني, as they say دنيا and akhirah at the same time. يعني, mashallah, food wise he wants to have 5-star restaurant. When he يعني, is traveling or he's hosted by a master of say he says he wants a 5-star hotel. Or, it's not for you. Rasulullah sallallahu one day Umar bin Khattab came to his house, to Rasulullah sallallahu house, and he asked permission to come and see him. He came in and found Rasulullah sallallahu lying down on the carpet made of the leaves of the leaves of the palm tree. So when he sat down, Umar saw that the carpet left a mark on his body. He felt very sorry. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, how come you, Rasulullah, you sleep on this rough carpet? If you would have told us, we would have brought you some good carpet." He saw Salam looked at him. He said, Ya Umar, it's not for me. It's not for me. I am here only as a wayfarer who stopped at the middle of the day to get a shade of a tree, and when it cooled down, he left. He left that place. He said, "That's we are. That's how we Muslims are. We are here not to enjoy this life." Yani the way the kuffar enjoy it, very convenience and yani very comfortable and always look for oh I don't want this brand, I want that brand is good, it's not like that. And I always say, for example, if the throat that you wear is alaykum as-salam. Yani you pay for it. For example, let's say example, like what we have there in Saudi, for example, some brothers yani buy a top of 300 riyals, 350 riyals. I say, akhi, there is a ready-made top. And even if you want to yani design it, there are some shops that they can make it for 100. And the 200, the rest 200, buy two tops and give them to Masakin, akhi. Like Rasulullah Sallam used to do. Umar ibn Khattab, after he told this to Rasulullah Sallam, and then he became the Khalifa, his top was punched, you know. It has a lot of holes. We have to look for that, because the Jannah is not that easy thing, you know. And also, Adhan, نعم الآن طيب نتأكد الآن إن شاء الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول
الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله
لا إله إلا الله
Inshallah, we have another 3 days with this topic. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. But now, inshallah, we're going to pray Maghrib, and then we are going to get into the other topic, which is the etiquette of masajid, the etiquette or ahkam of masajid, inshallah, which is quite a very important topic that we need to, inshallah, ta'ala, listen to. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak. على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه